Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Rob.
And I'm Neil. Hello.
Hello, Neil. Now, I watched that space movie last night, the one where those astronauts are stranded in space.
Oh, yeah, I know the one. Stranded. Now, that means stuck in a place with only a small chance of leaving. Gravity, that was the name. Is that the name of the film?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. And as we're talking about space, did you know that this year marks the 50th anniversary of the first ever spacewalk? On the 18th of March, 1965, Russian cosmonaut Alexei Leonov was the first man to drift free in space, 500 kilometres from the surface of the Earth. And that's the subject of today's show.
What on earth must he have felt like?
Wow, very good. Yes, it would have felt like nothing on Earth, and that's to say very strange indeed. He was the first person to experience the colourful geography of our planet stretched out before him.
Oh, very poetic, Rob. But how about answering today's quiz question?
OK.
How long did the first spacewalk last? Was it A, 2 minutes, B, 12 minutes, or C, 22 minutes?
All quite short. So I think I'll go for the one in the middle, 12 minutes.
Well, we'll find out if you're right or wrong later on. Now, cosmonaut literally means sailor of the universe. But Leonov's mission wasn't plain sailing. In other words, it wasn't easy or straightforward.
That's right. No one had ever gone out into space before. It was unknown territory. Unknown territory means a place or activity that people do not know anything about or have not experienced before. And, as it happens, there were big problems.
When Leonov left the capsule, his spacesuit inflated or swelled up like a balloon because the pressure inside his suit was greater than outside. This made it impossible for Leonov to get back through the door of the spacecraft, putting him in a life-threatening situation.
Well, let's listen to Helen Sharman, the first Briton in space, talking about it.
So he decreases the pressure of his suit, which means that it's a bit more able to move inside it, but it means that the amount of oxygen he's got around his face is now dangerously low, so he can't cope with that for very long. So if he's not able to get in quickly, he's going to die of oxygen starvation. But of course, you know that one way or another, you've got to get back in. You're going to die if you don't. So, you know, he had the presence of mind to get on with all this, got back in, swiveled himself round, managed to close the airlock, and then when the pressure was equilibrated, was finally able to, you know, hug his compatriot up there in space.
Now, if you can't cope with something, it means you're unable to deal successfully with a difficult situation. And here the situation was having very little oxygen.
But Leonov had the presence of mind to find a solution. Presence of mind means being able to react quickly and stay calm in a difficult or dangerous situation.
And if I was in Leonov's shoes, meaning if I was in his situation, I would have panicked big time.
Me too. And there was plenty more to panic about before the mission was over. The spacecraft's automatic re-entry system failed, so the cosmonauts had to fire the rockets manually, meaning controlled by hand, which they'd never done before.
And that's not all. The capsule failed to detach or separate from the spacecraft's equipment module, and this sent them tumbling through space towards Earth.
Goodness me. But the capsule did finally detach. And then you would think they'd have been home and dry, wouldn't you? Home and dry means being close to achieving a goal.
Well, they certainly weren't dry. The capsule touched down, or landed, hundreds of kilometres off course in freezing Siberia, populated only by wolves and bears. Leonov had sweated so much on the spacewalk that his boots were filled with water up to his knees. Both cosmonauts had to wring out, or twist and squeeze, their clothes to avoid frostbite.
And off course, by the way, means not following the right route. Those men must have been overjoyed when they were finally airlifted to safety 2 days later.
But what seems unfair to me is, we all know about the Apollo moon landing, but how many of us know about the first spacewalk?
Yes, well, at least we do now, and of course our listeners do too.
OK, let's have the answer to the quiz question. I asked, how long did the first spacewalk last? Was it A, 2 minutes, B, 12 minutes, or C, 22 minutes?
Yes, and I said A, 12 minutes.
And you were right, Rob. Well done.
Ah, excellent. Good, good. So, just 12 minutes, eh? What an amazing short stroll that must have been, but a very historic one too.
Now, can we hear today's words again, please?
OK. We heard stranded, like nothing on earth, plain sailing, unknown territory, inflated, can't cope with something, presence of mind, in Leonov's shoes, manually, detach, home and dry, touched down, ring out, off course.
Well, that's the end of today's 6-Minute English. We thought it was out of this world. Hope you thought so too. Please join us again soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
6-Minute English
from BBC Learning English.